104.2 Cool Fire. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Zambia's annual inflation rate for the month of May 2026 has reduced to 6.6%, down from 6.8% recorded in April. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTAT Statistician General Shela Mudenda says that this means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 6.6% between May 2025 and May 2026. Ms. Mudenda explains that annual food inflation declined to 6.9% in May from 7.3% in April due to price movements in cereals such as breakfast mealmeal, roller mealmeal, maize grain and rice, as well as vegetables including dried beans and sweet potatoes. She, however, stated that annual non-food inflation rose slightly to 6.1% from 6.0% recorded in April, attributed mainly to price increases in pharmaceutical products, fuels and lubricants, and hammer milling charges. Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda said Zambia recorded a trade surplus of 3.5 billion kwacha in April 2026, despite cumulative total trade decreasing by 9.5% compared to the same period last year.
A trade surplus of 3.5 billion kwacha has been posted for April 2026, and the export earnings increased by 1.5% on account of increases of raw materials at 17.8%, capital goods at 18.8%, and consumer goods at 0.4% increase. Imports increased by 9.3%, with consumer goods at 43.5%, decreased raw materials at 1.7% decrease.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has finalized the procurement process for the development of 2 megawatt solar plants in all the 156 constituencies across the country under the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative. Speaking during a site visit and preparatory engagements for the groundbreaking ceremony in Eastern Province, Ministry of Local Government Permanent Secretary Technical Services Nicholas Piri said government had secured contractors for the implementation of 312 megawatts of solar power generation countrywide at a total estimated cost of about $232 million. Mr. Piri said the development follows the procurement made by President Hakainde Hichilema last year to invest in renewable energy infrastructure aimed at enhancing national energy security through decentralized power generation. He disclosed that Eastern Province is expected to benefit from approximately 32 megawatts of solar power generation under the program, with an estimated project value of over $23 million. Mr. Piri added that the procurement process had met the three key principles consistently emphasized by President Hichilema, namely quality, timely delivery, and value for money.
Eastern Province is a beneficiary of 32 megawatts of solar plants, whose project value is around $23 million, thereabout. And the average cost per megawatt is slightly below 750,000 megawatts per cost. Those that understand these projects will attest that this particular procurement has met all the three criteria that the president has always guided, that procurement should meet the quality of designs and products, should be timely, but also should be reasonable in terms of pricing.
The Zambia Police Service has confirmed that former Zambia Security Intelligence Service Director Zambia Chungu was this morning questioned by police in connection with an ongoing investigation. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has said in a brief statement that Mr. Chungu is currently assisting police with investigations. Mr. Chilabi did not disclose further details regarding the nature of the investigation, but stated that more information would be provided in due course. He said police will issue further updates on investigation's progress. Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Permanent Secretary Professor Albert Malama says the construction industry remains the engine of national development as it contributes over 10% to the country's gross domestic product, GDP. Speaking in Lusaka this morning at the official media launch of the Conexpo 2026, which is scheduled for 19th and 20th June 2026. Professor Malama, however, noted that challenges of rising material costs, climate resilience and the demand for speed remain. In a speech read for him by Ministry Director of Planning, Monitoring and Research, Dr. Richard Banda, Professor Malama said the ministry has chosen to address these challenges with innovation, policy reform and strategic partnerships. He cited the Bondi Yanga campaign, implemented hand-in-hand with the Zambia National Building Society, ZNBS, as an example of a move meant to increase access to safe housing.
The construction industry is a very, very vital component of our national development because it creates jobs and a lot of value as construction activities are happening. And so far, as government, we are happy to note that in the last years, construction has continued. Even when government has been constrained, innovative ways have been devised to ensure that construction can continue to take place.
Meanwhile, Board Chairperson for Construction Expo Zambia, Loti Lungu, said over 100 exhibitors have confirmed participation in the expo, with participation coming from countries such as Dubai and South Africa.
The 2026 Construction Expo is bigger and better than ever before. We have an exciting program planned for the 19th and 20th of June. We have over 100 exhibitors that have confirmed participation in this year's expo, and the number keeps growing steadily stronger. We do have participation from countries coming through from Dubai, from India, from South Africa, and for the first time from Kenya. So the Construction Expo is a one-stop shop for all things construction, from land acquisition, the right way, building, construction, planning, architecture, the entire value chain is covered by the Construction Expo.
In global news, 16 students have been killed in a fire at a boarding school in Gilgal, about 120 kilometers west of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. The authorities have confirmed dozens of other students were injured and taken to hospital, where 71 were later discharged and suspected for further treatment. Education Minister Julius Ogamba said while visiting the scene of the blaze, the fire at the Utumishi Girls Academy started in the early hours of today while the students were asleep. The BBC reports on this and other global news stories.
Officials in Kenya have begun the process of identifying victims of a fire that killed at least 16 girls at a boarding school. Dozens of others required medical treatment after the blaze in the town of Gilgil. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it has retaliated against the U.S. air base in the region after the latest U.S. strikes on southern Iran. The Iranians didn't say where the base was, but Kuwait said it had responded to attacks. The clash is the latest strain on the ceasefire as diplomatic efforts to reach a lasting settlement continue. Israel has continued its attack on Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, striking the city of Tyre overnight. Tens of thousands of residents were given a two-hour warning to leave.